It's called the city of 10,000 Buddhas. It's called the city of 10,000 Buddhas. It started with a vow to bring enlightenment to every living being. From the sage who brought the Buddha and the Dharma and the Sangha to America to build a new foundation. It's called the City of 10,000 Buddhas. It's founded on a vision of the proper Dharma flourishing again. It's a place for cultivation. It's a place for transformation of the common one to a Bodhisattva. The city's home to Guanyin Bodhisattva. Compassionate, enlightened one who contemplates the sounds of living being. With a thousand eyes to see them and a thousand ears to hear them, a thousand hands to rescue them from suffering. It's called the city of 10,000 Buddhas. Instilling virtue in the children, filiality is number one. They will vow to get enlightened, to repay their parents' kindness, repay the great compassion of the Buddhas. It's called the city of 10,000 Buddhas. It starts with care for aging people, filial behavior in the home. When the family is happy, then the cities will be peaceful. Nations and the worlds will come together. It starts at City of 10,000 Buddhas. It's called the city of 10,000 Buddhas. Enlightened to the Buddha nature, perfect and complete in everyone. He's the sage who vowed to save us, to show the road to wisdom, to return the light, wake up Turtle Mountain. It's called the city of 10,000 Buddhas. Making Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, sages from the likes of you and me. And the virtue of the Master carves our greed, hate, and delusion to precepts, to samadhi, and to wisdom. It's called the city of 10,000 Buddhas. It's called the city of 10,000 Buddhas. It's called the City of 10,000 Buddhas.